E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. is recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the country's electoral authority giving the victory to President Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. and Russia have completed a major prisoner swap.
The U.S. government has released video recorded in Turkey, showing three U.S. prisoners freed as part of a U.S.-Russia prisoner swap. They were boarding a plane to return home. Moscow released journalist Evan Gerskovich and Alsu Karmasheva and fellow American Paul Whelan, along with dissidents including Vladimir Karamurza, in a multinational deal that set 24 people free. Speaking to reporters in Houston, Vice President Kamala Harris,
"It gives me great comfort to know that their horrible ordeal is finally over."
Harris says the administration will continue to work to free Americans held in other countries. I'm Norman Hall.
Intel's cutting 15% of its workforce, about 15,000 jobs. Apple snapped out of a sales slump in the second quarter. And Lisa Dwyer has a report on the nearly 100 large wildfires burning across the West.
The largest wildfire in Northern California has burned more than 400 houses and other structures. Ryan Wahlberg with the National Weather Service says even though weather this week has helped with containment of the Park Fire, the weather pattern is changing.
By Friday afternoon, we expect a push of monsoonal moisture into the region, and that'll bring us at least a chance for some thunderstorms as we get into Friday evening and into Saturday morning. The concern with thunderstorm is any gusty outflow winds that would push the fire itself or create some new fire ignitions within the vicinity of the Park Fire.
A wildfire burning in Colorado's heavily populated Front Range region has burned dozens of homes and outbuildings, while a second fire crept within a quarter mile of evacuated homes near Denver. And new large fires have been reported in Idaho, southeast Montana, and north Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A New York appeals court has upheld the gag order on Donald Trump in his hush money case until sentencing. And a court challenge has been filed in Washington state against one city's ban against homeless people sleeping outdoors. Jackie Quinn has details.
The American Civil Liberties Union has announced it's suing the city of Spokane, Washington, alleging that anti-homeless legislation violates the state's constitution. It's believed to be the first challenge filed since the U.S. Supreme Court in June ruled cities can block homeless people from camping on public property. The ACLU says making camping or even lying down in public places a misdemeanor crime, punishable with a possible $1,000 in fines and 90 days in jail, amounts to unconstitutional, cruel punishment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.